Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, a Browns wedding plus robot cats and a bull penis plus Donnie Baker right after this.
Okay, Phil, great show today. Let's go ahead and kick out the show promos for tomorrow, okay? Ready when you are.
Okay. Hi, you've read my books and you've seen my types. Well, today, if you log on to drphil.com, you'll discover a wide array of...
Phil, we need you on camera 2, okay? You're looking at camera 3. Thanks, Phil.
Hey, how many damn books is it going to take to get my crew to realize it's Dr. Phil, okay? Hey, Wayne, it's not like you walked into a bar, you snuggled up with some beer nuts. I mean, you and I aren't beer buds, okay? It's Dr. Phil. You want me to stack up the books? You want me to maybe add up the tapes? How about we take some time today, and this goes for all of you, even you in the back control room, okay? Maybe we add up your paychecks. You can add them up and multiply times 3 and then measure it with my success. You guys have that time today because, hey, that's easy math for me to do.
Sorry, Dr. Phil. Sorry, we're just need to knock out this promo. We'll be done today. Sorry, Dr. Phil. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, let's see if I can find the title of the book we're going to promote on the show tomorrow that we didn't do today. Oh, Where Are You Headed in Life, Longitude and Attitude? It's a great book. If people only knew that we don't change the books, we just swap the titles every day, I'd be stuck. Okay, I'm ready to go. If you guys are on, you said camera 3, Wayne?
Yeah, Phil, Dr. Phil, the lady you had on your show today, the one that lost the 84 pounds with your shape-up bars, she said that you had promised that you would sign her book. She's still in the lobby and has a flight to catch. Could you take a minute and do that now? We'll finish the promo and then I'll go home.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I mean, can you tell the fat bitch that I wrote the book? I mean, isn't that enough?
Dr. Phil, your mic is on and they can hear you.
I need to take 5 minutes of my time to sign her book when we all know she's just going to relapse on cupcakes.
Dr. Phil, your mic is on and they can hear you in the lobby.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, those of you in the lobby, surprise! This is Dr. Phil with one of my cut-up sessions that we like to do after the show, much like what Oprah does with her surprise shows every day when you think you're going to watch Oprah, and much like when I was on there with her, too, and we'd start talking about her Angel Book Club, and then wham-bam, thank you, ma'am, everyone wins a new car today. Well, Peggy, if you're still out there, honey bunch, and congratulations on losing the weight. Remember when I gave you the hug? Well, check under your seat today, and you'll see a tag that says, do not remove this tag. Go ahead and rip it straight off. Take it up to my receptionist page, and she'll give you another one of my great award-winning best-selling books, okay? Hey, everyone, take on the day. Wayne, can I see you in the office? Wayne? Hello?
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy, will you rub my foot?
We were.
No, get your foot away from me. I hate feet. You know that.
We were talking about
one more story, ladies and gentlemen.
At least they don't smell. I'll
give
you
that. Wait a second. Okay, what do you got over there?
Through sickness and in health, through good seasons and bad. That's right. A pair of Cleveland Browns fans got married during halftime of this past Sunday's game against the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, that's sweet.
Ben and Jesse Minor had initially intended to wed at the county courthouse, but
is it legal to marry a minor?
Oh, God.
Got it out before I could.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, we don't serve.
You look bad.
They initially wanted to get married at the county courthouse, but decided against it over fears that they would miss the first half of the game.
Oh.
Instead, the couple got married at halftime in front of family and friends before returning to the game. Jesse's aunt, Beth, officiated the wedding. The Browns went on to win.
I wish that I had Jesse's aunt.
I wish that I had Jesse's aunt.
She's loving him with that body. I just know it.
I have a question.
Yes.
So you say they got married because they...
That's what I say.
They didn't want to miss the game.
That's what they say.
So they're aware that in Ohio you can get married on days other than Sunday.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Has that been explained to them?
Yeah, it didn't have to be that day.
Huh? Makes no sense.
But I guess they wanted to do it. They're huge Browns fan. What?
I don't know. I think wasn't the game in Baltimore this past weekend? I don't know why they got married. Well, but it was the old Browns versus the new Browns, so maybe that.
Wait a minute. I didn't know that. So they got married in Cleveland.
No, they got married. They get married in Cleveland, or they go to Baltimore.
The game was in Baltimore.
The game was in
Baltimore.
But
where was the marriage?
Must have been in Ohio.
Huh. Wow.
Doesn't say in the story where the marriage took place. That's my fault.
Who, what, where, when, how, and why. Those are the basics of journalism.
They weren't ushered out onto the field? Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, I was assuming it was
Bob
in the...
Bob and Tom show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie.
Hey, Donnie. Sorry.
I don't blame you, Donnie.
Well, no, this is something else, Chick. Just add to the list. I got this cricket loose in my house. It's driving me nuts.
Oh, I've had that. That's the worst.
He just chirps nonstop.
Yeah.
All day, all night. Now, I can't figure out where the little critter's chirping from. Hmm. Then yesterday, I hear another cricket in my house.
No.
So apparently the first cricket's love call chirpings lured a girl cricket, but they're on opposite ends of the house, so now it's like they're chirping using long-distance calling cards. Swear to God.
It's bad luck to kill them.
I've been looking everywhere. I can't locate Mr. Jimmy or his road beef, you know? I did put out a couple of mouse traps with Cheese Whiz on them, try to catch these damn things.
Yeah. But,
do crickets eat Cheese Whiz?
I didn't know that.
Oh, every living creature on the face of Mother Earth eats Cheese Whiz, Tom.
I know mice do, but I don't know about...
Oh, that's why it's the number one selling food group to this day on the market.
Cheese Whiz?
Swear to God.
Okay. So then you caught the crickets, I assume, with the Cheese Whiz?
No, but I did wipe out a major mouse infestation I didn't even know I had.
Oh,
one was the size of a guinea pig. Anyways, here's my thoughts. Tell me what you think. I was thinking about either getting a domestic timber rattler or a honey badger and come kill these crickets.
Yeah, that'll do it, yeah.
Both come with their pros and cons, though, Chick, and we all know hindsight's 50-50. Like, pro for both of them would be no more crickets.
Right.
Con, I'd be on edge sleeping in my own house.
Yes.
But pro, nobody's going to ask to crash on your couch anymore.
True.
In other words, goodbye, Todd Boner. I swear to God. And that's a T for one, because he's got more random side pieces than a good bass player. Here's a con, being murdered by your own pet. I gotta imagine.
Yeah, that's bad. A timber rattler might kill
being
you.
Being murdered, yeah, that'd have to suck. Yeah. But it can't be worse than crickets. Right now, at this pace, I'm going to have more crickets than Ace Cosby's joke of the day.
Oh, wow. Man, that's a lot of crickets.
Wow. That was cool.
I'm going to go take care of mine. I've already set off 3 flea bombs, gone through about 8 cans of Raid this morning.
Uh-oh.
I'm starting to feel a little wheezy.
Yeah, I bet.
Tasting my mouth. I better go crack a window and wake up Boner and Ramona the Tattooed Vegan.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Tattooed Vegan.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I got to find out more about this Cleveland Browns fan, the two fans that got married.
I don't think. We know enough and we're done.
Because I'm with Josh. I just assumed they were ushered onto the field.
Well, yeah,
me too.
It was a charm. That's what you would think.
A charming moment between those and the Frisbee.
Sounds like
Frisbee
they got married
dogs.
Somewhere in Cleveland. Maybe Hocking Hills or something.
I don't know.
In Cleveland?
Maybe they got married at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That would have been in the story, one would have thought.
Maybe they got married in a fever.
Hotter than a pepper sprout.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
once again, I apologize in putting together this story that I don't have enough facts.
Sorry, apparently.
Entirely on me.
Your computer broke?
Yep, apparently it is. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Humbly apologize.
Two Cleveland Browns fans married at halftime during Sunday's game.
Nonsense.
At halftime. But
and
where?
Once again, Ben and Jesse Minor.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Josh?
I didn't know it was legal to marry a minor.
Here's Ace with more.
I'm looking at a picture of two people on the front porch of a house.
Okay,
Browns jersey.
I see. Oh, so it was halftime then.
It's just a halftime.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So these clowns get married at halftime at their house.
The headline reads, Browns fans get married at halftime, worried they would miss the first half of the game if they went to the courthouse.
Why is this
again,
a story?
Why is this a
and
story?
Then I would say there are six other days in the week, or they could have done it maybe before the game started.
And what courthouse is open on a Sunday?
Yeah, no joke.
None. Well, the one in Cleveland Browns Stadium where they have to
weren't playing.
They weren't playing there. They were in
Baltimore. I know. Which is the stadium that has the courthouse in it? Isn't it Philly?
Philadelphia
has courthouse has a jail.
Yeah,
I guess that I think they do have a judge actually, but I don't know if it's.
Now, there's a TV show I want to watch.
Stadium jail.
Yes, stadium court.
Yeah, that is good.
They're going to get a lot of the same.
Bum bum
cases.
Bum bum.
Oh yeah, you're going to get all the drunk. All the drunk bros.
Still, that'd be a fun show.
Josh Arnold, who got drunk and ate a hot dog and threw up it.
I couldn't help it.
50-yard line.
I try. They bet me that I couldn't. I could eat it without chewing.
I almost died, but I did it.
Pat's hernia being removed today.
All right.
Keep it. What do they do? Do they don't remove it?
Put it in
a
jar.
Just sew it up or something.
I don't know what they do with it.
I mean, is it a thing that you have
to be
taken out?
I think they shove it back in and then they sew up the wall, I think.
Okay. Yeah, they definitely sew that wall.
I missed that week hernia that was a...
But my mind was off because I was over here writing, just trying to figure out if I'm going to do the library or maybe...
What did you decide you're going to do?
I think I got something for the robo...
RoboCats? Okay, you work on that.
Okay, no, I'm done.
You want to do RoboCats?
RoboCat.
We haven't even done the story.
No, but don't beat me to the joke like you always do, mister.
Is that what it is?
When elderly clients of the Bronx-based River Spring Health Plans are feeling low, they might get a cat in their lap, a robotic cat, that is.
Meow.
According to the New York Post, Susan Gerlich, 66, just got her cat robot. After she said goodbye forever to her 14-year-old feline 2 years ago, she was lonely. Depressed.
Goodbye, Fluffy.
She said she was devastated 6 months ago.
Wow.
6 months ago, the caregivers from River Spring, her long-term care management service, gave her the high-tech tabby from Joy for All Companion Pets.
Well, as far as she knows, it's probably just a Roomba.
here's your cat.
She's so addled. I like
you guys are terrible.
If we give you this cat, will you use your diaper from now on?
Will you stop painting the walls
with your own feces, please? You know how long it takes to clean up?
Oh, so the robot cat. What's wrong? Get her a regular cat, for God's sake.
Yeah.
They're pretty, they don't need a lot of maintenance. Oh, so do you have a robot cat song?
I might.
All right, let's.
What's new, RoboCat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new, RoboCat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! RoboCat, RoboCat, you're so scary because you're so hairy and you've got claws! I had to find the key there for a second.
A little tribute to Tom
Jones.
Maybe
you're
like
not
very
hairy
much.
Because it's a RoboCat.
Right.
Yeah. They forgot.
What is this? Instant critic? The guy just took him awesome. 1 minute to
I
write.
I was laughing.
Okay.
Tomcat Jones.
Very nice.
We have robot cats in the news.
Well, you're really worthless first couple hours, aren't you?
Just awful. I owe somebody money.
Okay.
Would you want a robotic cat?
No. I'll tell you what, though. Wait a minute.
What?
Chick McGee showed me a video yesterday of a robot doing
gymnastics.
Where and what is that thing?
And has it been destroyed yet?
Yeah.
It looks like Japan? It almost looks like it's a scene from a movie that's all been done.
No, it's Boston Dynamics humanoid robot.
Idiots.
Brings new competition to top athletes. It shows off impressive gymnastics routine. And it's hard to remember that this is a robot, not a person in a robot suit.
It looks like something you see in a movie.
Yep. And I love
tumbling
even finishes the routine.
They're coming for
look
you.
Look at that.
Are you sure it's real?
Yeah, it does a nice split leap.
Terrifying. It looks like a special
forward
effect.
Roll.
It does. I hate it. Hate it.
Full turn. Nice.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Start ripping people apart.
Very humanoid. I mean, you're waiting for it to grab a rifle and just, you know, go into combat. Maybe that's the way to go. Who knows?
Humans are the virus. Oh, great. Way to go, Boston Electronics.
Artificial. Must kill.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. But right now, we turn to Christy Lee once again with news.
A pair of thieves pilfered a load of bull penises from a Canadian pet store.
Boy, what a load of bull penises.
The duo allegedly swiped hundreds of dollars worth of the dog treats.
Now, is this...
Also known as Pizzles.
Dog treats?
From one of the Pet Zone shops in Newfoundland.
Dog treats?
I am not aware of...
My girlfriend's dog has...
Pizzles?
He has some of these, yeah.
He chews on them?
Yeah.
What if he... What if there's some confusion while you're getting out of the shower? And
that's bad training.
Yeah, trust me, Chick. There's no confusion between me and a bull penis.
See, he gave you the opportunity. He gave you the opportunity to go, oh, my God, you're right. Yeah.
The chain posted to Facebook, quote, we have video surveillance of them grabbing as many penises as they can and taking off.
Wow.
Sounds like closing time at a gay bar.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. They just go, well, it's about to close. I better grab all as right. much C as I can.
All right, you gays, let's gather
it's okay
around.
When we do it.
You know this is 2008. You know
microphones are on. Oh, people
Come
can't,
on, gays.
It is funny.
People can't take a joke anymore. I'm sorry. No, everything is the same and nothing is funny. Okay, good.
No, you're right. It is funny.
But I'd never heard of this as a dog treat.
I had neither.
Because I was picking it up, and she goes, you know that's a penis, right? And I went, oh, what?
Why?
This thing is huge. What is this, 4 inches?
All right. No.
Wow.
I'm bigger than 4 inches. Wow. Erect.
While hanging upside down.
Growing
with an anvil attached to my foreskin.
Pizzles. Oh, yeah. There they are. Wow.
Pizzles sounds like some kind of cool nickname in a cop movie. Yeah, here you got the assignment. You and Pizzles are going out there.
No, it doesn't sound like a cool cop name
at all.
It sounds like
not at all.
The guy, like the water boy for like the nerdy water boy for some
hey, Pizzles.
Yeah. Pizzle is an old English word for penis.
Or Greg Warren said, hey, the guys call me Pizzles.
Yeah.
You know, they let me hang out.
Or it could be, what is it? What's He's the still what's working. The phrase? I can't use that word. You know, the one that has giggles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Huh?
Blanks and giggles.
So S's. Oh, right. And pizzles, yeah.
Pizzles and giggles.
Pizzles and S. Yeah,
yeah that's okay. All right.
Bully sticks are, oh, I had no idea.
I'm sorry.
What?
Bully sticks.
Sticks, yeah.
Sticks.
But you can imagine.
That's not a liar.
Yeah, right, yeah. Bully sticks.
You said something else.
I did that's not.
Fine. I'm fine with that.
What is it? Poly?
Bully sticks.
Bully.
Are bull penises Boy. As well. I had no idea.
Bully sticks.
Yeah, they're dog treats. I didn't know that.
And of course, my cane, I make a cane out of it because I'm cool, you know. You've seen that guy.
I've seen that.
Oh.
Yeah, here, it's a cane. Wasn't that a bull penis? That's right.
I got one in my room.
Huh? A bull penis?
There. I have a bull penis.
There you go.
Cane?
Golf club somebody sent me.
In your office?
In the office. I'll go get it at the break, yes.
It's made out of bull penis.
I think so. Something like that.
Wow.
It's been in there for 15 years. I've never...
Hooked?
I don't remember. It's been.
No, I mean when you. I mean when you use it.
All right, right.
Slicer hook.
Is that a legal club? To
I don't think so.
Well, there's a conversation starter. Whip it out in the first hole.
What's he using, Tom? Oh, it looks like a bull penis.
Well, Byron, he's got a wood or an iron.
Byron, like he likes to putt with a bull penis. No, Byron.
I'm pretty sure that's what. I'll go in there and look. But yeah.
Well, why wait? Go now. We need to know.
Yeah, go get it.
She's off.
What if we sat here silently until she got back?
Did you hear about that big wedding chick?
Oh, okay.
Wait,
he's asking for
Tom.
It. Here we go.
He's Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
I don't normally talk about my personal life. But
of course.
I've been dating this homeless woman.
Oh, my. How's that going?
Getting kind of serious. She asked me to move out with her.
Come on, that's funny. I like it.
I would object if I could, but I can't. Christy's bringing in a large
away from me.
A large plastic bag with a...
Ooh.
Good Lord.
Let's say it looks like about a 3.5 foot...
buffalo penis.
Oh, it's a buffalo.
Buffalo penis. Well, it's come out tonight.
But it has
buffalo
a traditional...
Penis, come out tonight.
Yeah, it has a traditional
hand grip
on it.
What does the other end look like?
It's a putter.
Well, it's a... Oh, okay.
It's a great looking putter.
So the shaft is a bull penis?
Buffalo. It's still in plastic.
Buffalo.
Yeah, I told you I've never taken it out.
Okay.
What kind of a
wow.
person?
Wow. When listeners send me things, I open them, appreciate them.
Yeah, instead of going,
I
sent
a thank you note. Kind of. I just didn't open
well, it was
it.
Full of lies, I'm sure. Yeah.
There you okay. go, Josh.
And so it's polished.
Shellac, yeah.
And it's oh kind of goodness. It's kind of windy.
Dark. Yeah, this wow, honestly, this thing is beautiful.
Look at him grab that shaft.
It's like made from
like he's a natural.
Made from the reproductive organ of a buffalo.
See?
Josh, take it out of your mouth.
How's it taste?
Hey, it tastes like a buffalo.
Show it to Tom. See if Tom touches it. He won't.
He won't touch it.
Because
it's lacquered
he's
and everything.
He's afraid he might become a gay. Be careful.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.